Thomas Cole Stratton, age 89, passed away peacefully on June 30th, 2019, surrounded by his family. He was born September 14th, 1929, in Detroit, Michigan, to Cole and Phyllis Stevens Stratton. Thomas graduated from Wayne State University with a bachelor's in business administration. He had a lengthy career in newspaper business for four decades, last serving as the operations manager of the Albany Democrat Herald. He retired in 1991. He met his wife Priscilla Firth in Springfield, Illinois, and they were married December 27, 1958. They celebrated their 60th anniversary this past December. Tom was known for his great sense of humor, as well as his passion for travel, playing bridge, enjoying great movies, and for several volunteer activities in which he participated. He and Priscilla were volunteer Braille transcribers for the Lutheran Library for the Blind for over 10 years. Tom is survived by his wife Priscilla, children Shannon and husband Peter, Kim and husband Reuben, Terry and husband Steve, Tom and Ann, by nine grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. He's preceded in death by his siblings, Terry, Barbara, and Danny. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tom will be remembered for many things, one of which was his sense of humor. Priscilla came home one day driving in the driveway and saw what appeared to be the legs of her cat sticking out from under the garage door. Thinking the garage door had accidentally been closed on the cat, she ran into the house, out to the garage, and flipped on the light. Much to her relief, it was not the cat. It was Tom who had positioned their daughter's stuffed goat under the garage door. On another occasion, the family went panning for gold in California, in the California mountains. Unfortunately, when they arrived, the stream that they planned to use for panning gold had dried up perhaps years before, and so they returned home with nothing more than a sunburn. But when they got home, the neighbor saw them arrive and called them and immediately asked to come over and see all the gold that they had collected and panned up in the mountains. Thinking quickly, Tom said, "Well, just hang on for a little while. I want to wash the gold off so it's nice and shiny for you." And then he went out into the yard and picked up some rocks and pebbles and took them into the garage and quickly spray painted them gold. And when the paint dried, he called the neighbor and said, "Okay, come on over and look at our beautiful gold." When she arrived, Tom convinced her that those rocks were, in fact, now gold, and that Tom was certainly rich from the gold they had found. Not only did Tom have a good sense of humor, but among other things, he was a beloved father and son, a husband, a grandfather, a brother, an uncle, and a newspaper operations manager. But arching over all of those roles, over all of Tom's adult life, Tom was a Christian. Last week, Priscilla was paging through his Bible, and she noticed that he had underlined lots of passages, especially in the book of Psalms. And she came across one that is certainly appropriate for us here today. It comes from Psalm 116. "Precious is the in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am truly your servant. You have freed me from my chains." "Truly," Priscilla said to me, "Tom has been freed from his chains." One of those chains from which Tom suffered was dementia, and from that dementia he is now free. And like each and every one of us here, Tom was also imprisoned by the change of his sinful condition. In the book of Romans, St. Paul writes, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Downstairs on one of the display tables, there's a picture of Tom's adult confirmation class. That class would be the envy of any number of Lutheran pastors today. The reason is that I counted 24 adult confirmands in that picture, along with two pastors. You see, Tom has been a Christian for a very long time. And his love for God is evidenced by the work that he did. He did a lot of things here at church. He and Priscilla translated books into Braille for the Lutheran Library for the Blind. And so today I can say with confidence that I believe that Tom's soul now rests in heaven. And I believe that on the last day, Tom will get a new body. He'll have a mind that's clear and sharp. He'll have a body that will allow him to stand upright and walk without falling. And there's one other thing that I'm confident about today. I'm confident that Tom would want each one of you to be there with him as he spends eternity in heaven. He'd like to see you in your new body as well, a body that's free from all the frailties of this earthly body that you now inhabit. And he'd want you to know that there is only one way that you will get through those pearly gates, and that's through faith in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He'd want you to know that that's how he got to heaven. I bet he would probably quote Ephesians chapter 2, where Paul writes, "For by grace have you been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Tom would be first to tell you that he didn't get to heaven by the good things that he did, because he did those because he loved God. One of those things that he did was to translate all those books into Braille. And you got to think of how many people benefited from that. And certainly God smiled on that. But when God looked into Tom's heart, he could see that Tom had faith, and that's what got him into heaven. Tom and Priscilla invited Ann and me over for coffee one summer evening a few years ago, and Tom and I had a good conversation about one particular Bible verse. Knowing that he underlined things in his Bible and that he carried on that conversation with me, Tom knew his Bible pretty well. He would tell you that he knew that his Redeemer lives. I'm confident that Tom's soul today resides in heaven. He was guided by the Holy Spirit, which was placed in him in his baptism, and he would like you to follow him, and the only way for you to follow Tom is to have that same faith in Christ Jesus as your Savior. And so today we mourn. But as we read in the gospel lesson, today we are also blessed. We are blessed because we knew Tom. Today we are blessed knowing that our faith gives us that confident hope of eternal salvation with God in heaven. And so today we don't say goodbye to Tom. Rather, we say, "We'll see you, Tom. We'll see you in heaven." Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.